open to all the churches in the greater Charleston area so that we can have people come in to be able to work with the deaf. My wife and I did that years ago when we had a camp ministry. We had a week for the deaf, and most of the deaf came out of Mexico. And down there, I don't know how it is in Peru, Lee, but in Mexico, if a person was deaf, they were very ashamed of, the family was ashamed of them, and they would usually hide them. And we had people that would come to the camp that just, you know, for the first time they were able to associate with other people and be understood. And so this is a very important ministry that Lee has. He's going to share with us this morning. We always enjoy his sharing because the Lord's hand is upon him. And we're so glad that he's here this morning with his wife, Eva. So Brother Lee, if you will come, share with what the Lord's laid on your heart.
Good morning, brother.
It's good to be here. And thank you once again, Pastor, for the opportunity to be here. I want to stop and say I do appreciate truthfully Pastor McBride and all the opportunities he's given to me. Truthfully, one of the rules that BIM, my mission board that I've been with this coming year, it'll be 30 years with BIMI, and they require that we make communication with our sending pastor and sending church. So I always inform Pastor McBride when I'm coming back and let him know that, and he's aware of it as well. But out of respect, out of my sending church and out of respect of BIMI, I do make that communication. And he always encouraged me to stop by, and if our schedules can combine, he gives me an opportunity to preach. I really do appreciate that, Pastor. I really do. I love to share God's word and give opportunity to be here. And once again, to practice my English again. So that's the most important thing, because I've been out of the country so long, I forget my English, you know. And so it's important. And continue to pray for the ministry there down in Peru, as Pastor pointed out. Eva and I been there. And but in Chiclayo, where we serve the Lord in the coast there, it's coming up on 24 years in that city itself, but altogether as a missionary, I will be 29 years down in Peru. So it's important to continue on with the Lord. And as Pastor pointed out, and yes, I want to add to what he said, it's true. He talked about many years ago down that ministry in the area of South Texas and Mexican area. We're in Peru the same way. A lot of the families still are ashamed that they have deaf people in their families, and they do hide them occasionally, and it's sad. You would think in 2019 things would change, but no. Truthfully, years comes, months comes, decades comes, but people's heart is still the same. Shame and wicked, they're without Christ, they need to see Christ is saved and make changes in their life. So it's important to be here. Continue to pray for us, do not stay here. If God's will, we plan on being here up to the month of August. Then we head back down to Peru as well to continue on with the ministry there. As Pastor pointed out, we're going to be trying to, based out of southern Indiana, about an hour and a half north of Kentucky, Indiana border. That's where we're going to be. Basically, that's the plan we're going to be during this trip up here. So continue to pray for us as God will have put out, and all the traveling mercies, the vehicle and everything in that nature. And then tomorrow, by God's grace, we head out to Pensacola. So be time to get for the pre-preparation of our daughter's graduation, which is coming up on Friday. So please be in prayer for that as well. Yes, we're excited about that. Very excited about our daughter graduating and just things that you think about, memories after all those years, you know, coming back and everything. And I think about many years ago when Eva and I were married not long, and then lo and behold, we came back in a later time and we had a daughter dedicated right here, off to our right, to my right here. Manny was dedicated right here in this church as a little baby, obviously, and we were excited about that. Now she's graduating, so things change, you know, so wonderful for that. Well, thank you so much, Pastor, for allowing me to be here. I won't take long, about 3 or 4 hours, that's about it, and then see how those are going, so it's good to be here. I've got him tied, allow me to tie this message. Don't encourage me to be disrespectful. It's kind of unusual, the title that God put upon my heart, but it's even probably be more unusual the route I would take to explain what I meant or what I'm meaning by the title, you know. One of the things that I've learned through the years growing up here, especially in the South, is to be respectful. Just be respectful. Courteous. No, doing the things that is proper to do, is correct to do. No, you don't think twice about it. You just do it because you was taught. You was taught. And I want to pray first, and then I will continue with the message. Jesus, thank you for this time. Spirit of God, you receive you this time right now. God, is not about me. It's all about you, Spirit of God. And I pray that you will help me this morning to share what you've put into my heart to share. And Lord, just give me the strength to continue on. Give us the wisdom we need to accept and apply what you want us to learn, Father. Watch over the church in Chiclayo right now and during our absence. Brother Marcos Lindsay is over the scene in the ministry, help him during our absence. Watch over Mary, Jesus, she's in Pensacola now. And God, just give us wisdom. Help us to learn. In name I pray. Amen. Don't encourage me to be disrespectful. Not too long ago, right, as I got back to the States here, I was, I don't remember, I think I was in Georgia in the airport, I don't remember exactly, but I was holding the door open as I was waiting for a lady to come through, and she says, well, that's interesting, I was going to hold the door for you. I said, no, please, don't take that from me. Don't take that from me. I want to do it. I'm obligated to do it. It's my right to do it. And that's the way it should have been. Okay? And she walked by. Don't do it. I've gotten to the point anymore where I it bothers me when I see that it's not a thing of respect anymore. No? I don't like that. Are you with me? I don't like that. I want to be respectful. I was taught and trained to be respectful. And that's the way it should be. Just yesterday, right over here in the corner, I was waiting for my wife. She was coming out of the McDonald's there. And a man, an elderly gentleman, 71-year-old man, he's a black man. He stopped. He said, how you doing, young fella? I said, I'm doing good. I'm glad he said young, although my mustache is kind of giving a false impression about that. But I said, I'm doing good. He says, good. He says, and he just started talking to me. You know, he says, and I was raised in Hollywood, South Carolina, and I went to the military, got in the military. Now I got a job over here, and we're young, a skinny guy. He was skinny, but he was happy-go-lucky, 71-year-old. Like, you didn't know he was 71 years of age, and you got to talking, you know. He was telling me about you know, young people are different nowadays. You know, they don't understand what it means to be respectful. And I'm thinking about what God has in my heart for today, and God just putting all, like a piece of puzzle to come together. And he says, you know, they don't have respect anymore. They don't know what it means to be courteous anymore. Man, when I grew up in Hollywood, South Carolina, but you was taught, if you get a whooping. That was the exact word. You get a whooping. I said, I like that. Yeah, get a whooping. Not spanked. You get a whooping. You get knocked upside your head. Are you with me? Yeah, yeah. That's the way it was years ago. That's what we were taught. Be respectful. He said, you know, I don't understand, young man. He said, I don't understand. Working with these young people, I mean, every other word has to be some kind of curse word. You know, why can't you guys speak just plain English with all the adjectives? I said, I agree with you. I understand. I mean, what's so cool being fooled? What's the cool about being dumb? What, you can't say good morning or good evening, or you can't say such a sentence without having some bad language out there. Well, because many times the kids are not taught anymore to be respectful, be courteous, and just be proper. He said, not around me, young man. And the boss came up to me. She said, you know, I like what you did. I said, you're going to get more of that, he said. Because I'm here. I'm serious about this. Be respectful. Be courteous. You know, teaching people to know what it is, to be kind and polite. It's a lost cause anymore. What's wrong with saying yes, ma'am, and no, ma'am, yes, sir, and no, sir? Is anything? I was taught that. I grew up in that. It didn't hurt me a bit. I didn't get sick over that. I didn't have no headache or major operations because I said, yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, or yes, sir, or no, sir. It was good. It was proper. And it should still be good and proper. But many times, it's a lost cause anymore. You see, I told you this is going to be kind of different message, but it's a needed message. First of all, kids today don't have the foggiest idea what it means to be respectful anymore. You know, I mean, it bothers me, you know, when you see people that should be courteous, young people open a door, close the door, yes, ma'am, no, sir, yes, sir. You say, you ask them a question, yeah, huh, what, or, they got the cell phone, yeah, all right, excuse me, yeah. Don't have the fucking be intention. Hey, I'm talking to you. Hello. Good morning. Wake up. I'm talking to the people, young people, and you're not paying attention. You see, the problem with people there is they're not being taught anymore because the parents are not teaching them because the parents are disrespectful. You see? It's a lost cause anymore, and that should not take place. I remember when I'm growing up here, well, I was born in the Bronx in New York City, but raised here in Charleston since I was 8 years old. And I met my grandmother. My grandmother said, boy, you better say, yes, ma'am, no, sir. I like that. I don't think my grandmother was being disrespectful. She was teaching me, because if I want to learn the right way, she would show me the correct way. Whop! And I would have deserved it. Are you with me? Being respectful, courteous. It bothers me. And see, it's not just in the States. You got it in Peru, too. My wife could testify that. In Peru, the same way, too. Kids don't know what it is. They have the fog to be respectful, and they rule. They disrespect. They have the courteous of being nice and polite to people. That's why I said, lady, please, don't take that from me. I want this to continue on being a practice, at least in my life. If the world want to change, that's their problem, but they're not going to have my approval. I want to be respectful. I need to be respectful. We need to be courteous. That's what we taught our little daughter, Melanie. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes, sir. No, sir. And without beating, you go to my wife, my daughter, and you talk to her, she will say, yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. She's been trained. Amen. That's what the Bible says, train but child in the way should go. And when he's old, he will not depart from it. The Bible says, train, teach, prepare. That's our responsibility as parents. It's a lost cause anymore. It's sad. It's very sad because I was talking to the man yesterday over here in the corner of McDonald's, and I said yes, you know, back then, I know we've always had sin in the world. There's no doubt about that. We always had problems in the world. But back then, when it was taught to be respectful, it was a little more comfortable live back then. Are you with me? To walk down the street or walk in the door, and you see the common courtesy, open the door, close the door. Yes, come on through. You go right ahead. Yes, ma'am. No, sir. Yes, can I help you? The other day I was in Peru. My wife and I were in Lima, preparing for our trip to come down, and I saw a lady walk up the stairs, and she was carrying some bag or something. It was one by one. Of course, in Peru it's a little bit distrust. Not that I was going to steal anything, but because the type of society, there's a little distrust. And I offered, can I help you, please? No, sir. Yeah, thank you so much for being kind to me. I got it. You know, I wanted to help her. You know, I wanted to be curious because I was taught and trained to help somebody when they're in need, especially someone that's older than me. Being kind, respectful. You got a bunch of dumb people in the world today. I should say dumb parents, rude parents. They don't know how to train their kids to be respectful, to be courteous, and say yes, ma'am, or no, ma'am, yes, or no, sir, open the door. And given the right to people who are older, elderly than you. I mean, it burns me up. Are you getting the picture? I'm not a happy camper. Burns me up. It's kind of weird because Back when I was in my 20s, people heard me preaching in the messages of course, the Word of God, and they said, Mr. Johnson, I said, yes, you young. I said, how old are you? I'm in my 20s. I said, man, but you preach like you in the 30s or 40s, like you older. I said, it had nothing to do with being old. It's doing right. Now I'm 54 years of age, and I'm preaching like this because it's correct. It's right. Why should I change if the world's going bonkers, going crazy? Because you want to be dumb. I'm not going to join the club, the dumb club. No, I'm going to do what I was taught and trained to do. Be respectful. Be courteous. Let's go to the Word of God. That was an introduction now. Now let me get to the Word of God. Some scriptures kind of encourage us to understand about doing right. Luke chapter 6, verse 31 to 36. Luke chapter 6, verse 31 to 36, please. Luke 6, 31 to 36. Let's open the Word of God and some scripture here that I want to lay by you, show out to you, kind of point out, and then kind of take it from there and let God as He works throughout the rest of the day in your hearts. Luke 6, 31 to 36. The Bible says, And as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. Not like that. Let's stop there and say, yeah. If you want respect, we got to be respectful. If you want to show courteous, we have to be. And this is Jesus' word. Obviously, the whole word of God is Jesus, no? But it kind of point out here in the Gospels. You know, if you want something done, then you be that way. You be courteous. You be respectful. Now, I understand what the lady meant. She wanted to be kind and courteous. I understand. That's no problem with that. And she wasn't by no means being rude to me. But it was my place, if you understand what I mean. It was my place to show respect for a lady. I remember years ago, I was preaching a message. And somehow in my message, I got to the point where I said, I opened the door for my wife. I go around, open the door. I can hear me in the button. I click the button and say, honey, you're going to get going in. It's open. So, is your hand broke? No. I just adapt that way. Click the button and go open the door for my wife. Let her get in, close the door, and I go to my side. That's in the States as well as Peru. I practice that. And somehow, I even forgot the message, but that point stuck in this man's heart. And every time I come back to the States, he pointed out to me. I remember one time, Bill Johnson was preaching. I was so ashamed. After I was like, man, and he taught me that. Every time, he come the same thing again. And that's something that I put in practice. That's something that I feel that I should do. And to me, that's courteous. You can ask my wife. I do it all the time because I like that. I feel like I'm a gentleman doing that. And I do it. Don't take that from me. Don't encourage me to be disrespectful. I want to do that. That's just part of my upbringing, adapting to some things that I do about being respectful in my point of view. So, the Bible says, as ye would that men should do to you, do ye also to them likewise. For if ye love them which love you, what thank have ye? For sinners also love those that love them. 33. And if you do good to them which do good to you, what thank have ye? For sinners also do even the same. And if ye lend to them of whom ye hope to receive, what thank have ye? For sinners also lend to sinners to receive as much as again. In other words, if you do something that people expect to do, there's no big thing about it because you expect them to get something out of it. Jesus continues, but love your enemies. And do good to them, do good and lend, hoping for nothing again. And your reward shall be great. And ye shall be the children of the highest, for he is kind unto the unthankful and to the evil. See, verse 36, be ye therefore merciful as your Father also is merciful. In other words, be kind, be respectful, show kindness. I mean, do good what is important to you. The Bible points something out very important here about doing good. I mean, being kind, be kind. In other words, being kind, being respectful. In other words, you could take this verses, what Jesus is saying, and you could expand it in different areas. And this is one of the areas that the Holy Spirit impressed me to touch about being kind. Being kind. Show courteous. Show respect. There's nothing wrong with doing right. We always benefit doing right. We do bad. We do wrong when we do the things that Jesus Christ says not to do. It always messes up when we do incorrectly. Encourage me to do the right thing. Encourage me to be respectful. I want to do it. Open the door. Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Sir, thank you, young man. Thank you. Hey, I appreciate that, especially the word young man. I like that because, hey, I'm doing what I was taught. I'm doing what I was trained as a little boy. And this is put into practice. This is good. This is good. See, things change, systems change, but people should always maintain that which has proven to be good for so many years, being respectful, courteous, opening the door, pulling the seat out when a lady would sit down and get out of there, helping a person who's elderly. It's awesome. It's good. I like that. Huh? Are you with me? 1 Corinthians 13:4. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13 and verse 4, the Bible says, charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself. Is not puffed up. See, the Bible points out about charity, or in other words, love, suffereth long. And what? And it's kind. Being loving is kind. See, being courteous is kind. Being respectful is kind. Showing love, loveful acts of kindness, that's good. That's good. Being respectful, that's good. See, and anymore, you see parents that don't want to encourage their kids to say the right thing or do the right thing. You know why? Because many times they don't spend time with them anymore. They don't spend time. They rather put them in front of some kind of smartphone, which is a dumb phone to me, but a smartphone there and that TV box on the internet and just put them there. Okay, hey, go about your business where I can watch my soap opera or watch this or do that or go play or go talk to the boys in the corner or say, and I could do my thing. I could do my thing. But you go and they let some electronic thing teach their kids rather than taking time and training and talk to them. I had a guy in my church ask me, he said, Brother Johnson, what did you do when your daughter was little? I mean, what things you can encourage me are because I have a little baby. His baby's about 7-8 months old now. I said, what do you do? I said, well, one of the main things I did with Melanie as a father, ever did things as a mother, but one thing I did is every night I was with her, put her in the bed, and I would sit next to her and I read the Bible and pray with my daughter. I like that. I enjoy that. And sometimes I was just I was just plumb tuckered. I was worn out. I mean, my hair was bobbing. And she said, Daddy, Daddy, I said, yes. Are we going to read the Bible today, honey? She said, yes, honey. Okay, honey. I'm worn out. But she would encourage me to continue reading the Bible with her and praying. Are you with me? Amen. Thank God for my little daughter. That encouraged me. See, encouraged me to continue to be respectful. That was awesome. You see? And I continue on. My daughter's not perfect. That we all people are not perfect. Well, except me, you know, isn't it? But anyway. We all have errors and wrong in our life. But the things that I was taught and trained to do and what I know to train our daughter to do, it wanted to continue on. By then she grows and get married and have her kids and she remember what mom and dad taught her. That's awesome. That's good. Let's continue on, parents. Don't be lazy. See, people change, the world changes. Well, I don't want people. No, don't worry. You do right, and you see how God will honor that, and God will bless that in your life. Just do it. Do it. Continue on. There's some things doctor told me I have to do in my life to get my body where it needs to be. Now I have to do it. It's not. It hurts. It's painful. But I got to do it. If I'm gonna keep breathing, if I keep this heart moving the way it should, I better keep it up. What's the other alternative? Die. And I don't think I want to do that. The same about God and Christian life. You know, the world changes and people want to give up. But no, you continue on because God's word is always true. It's always correct. It's always right. It never go wrong. Look, you can never go wrong with God. Never. Isn't that good? And you can never do wrong. Never go wrong being respectful. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10. Galatians chapter 6, verse 10. The Bible says in Galatians 6, 10, and we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are the household of faith. Amen. That's awesome, isn't that? See, the Bible says very clearly, as we have therefore opportunity, and we always have opportunity. Who doesn't have opportunity? No, we all have. There's always opportunity. Paul knows he was talking about guided through the Holy Spirit. Let us do good unto all men, especially them, those in the house of faith. In other words, especially those in the house of faith, because, you know, if we do good to them, to us who are here as a body of Christ, as Christians, then we're going to put that in practice as we go out. You see, because we're going to see how it works here. And be kind, be courteous, be respectful, show respect, show dignity, show kindness. It's good. And then when we get out in the world, they're going to see that. It's going to rub off. They're going to see that you are different. They're going to see that you mean business. You know, I have people say to me before, no, young man, you I haven't heard what you said. I haven't heard those kind words before. You don't see that much. And people have told me that. I say, yes, I understand. It's sad, isn't it? Because they got a bunch of lazy parents that don't want to teach their kids anymore. And a lot of kids that grow up and then those kids grow up and start beating on the parents and hitting the parents and kicking the parents and special things, obligating parents to do certain things because the parents didn't do what they're supposed to do. Thank Lord I had parents who meant business. Thank Lord I had grandmother who meant business. My grandmother on my mom's side, boy, she was a trip. She was something. She was old school. Didn't have a whip, get a stick, a rock, a pan. You know, anything that works. That was my grandmother. And my grandmother, my mom's side, I'm talking about some Cruisin blood from St. Croix, the Virgin Island, the Korean blood. They're rough out there, man. They eat nails and snails and rocks for breakfast. You know, they're tough out there. That was my grandmother from St. Croix, the Virgin Island. But she meant business. But it worked. I didn't die. I learned. I mean, one time I did something wrong. I don't know what I did. And she was waiting for me to come home. I was in St. Croix, Rhode Island. And I got on top of the roof, and I was looking off the corner of the roof, watching her, and my grandma was sitting there. She was rocking like this. She had that big old pan in her hand. Looking. But one day she just stopped. She looked, and she kind of turned up. And I backed up. You know, I guess she smelled me, I guess. I don't know. That was my grandmother. No, I'm talking good, respectful. I'm talking about being, killing. Don't get me wrong. I'm talking teaching to be respectful. It worked. Why? Because we in 2019 doesn't work anymore? Of course it works. Stop being lazy and teach those kids to be respectful. Teach them. Hey, no is no and yes is yes. No is maybe, but honey, I don't care. Okay, honey, no. No. You don't like it? Go to the room. I'll take care of you in a few minutes. Amen? That's right. My kid going to tell me what to do. No.
Yeah.
What?
Excuse me?
I mean, did I hear it? Let's talk. Amen. Right where it belongs. Be respectful. Being courteous. Huh? You walk in the room, walk in the room, I said, excuse me. You see that person sitting there? You see that elderly person? Yes, sir. What are you supposed to say? Excuse me. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Good morning. Good afternoon. Okay, go back at the door. Okay, come back in. All right, now. Amen? Yes. That's right. Yeah. I mean, did they break a leg doing that again? No. Did the arm fall off to open the door again? No. Just being respectful. They're going to learn, teach, prepare, train. That's what the Bible says. Do good to all men. The Bible points that out. We got lazy parents, and we got sometimes, excuse me, lazy grandparents too. No, oh, leave him alone. Oh, little tyke. He didn't mean anything. Oh, yes, he did. Why? Because he's a sinner just like you and I are. Yeah, it's true. Amen. You could tell I'm upset, huh? Ephesians 4:32, it's the next book over, Ephesians 4:32. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 32, another one, and be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake have forgiven you. But it's just this contrary in the first part of this verse, the Bible says, and be ye kind one to another. Amen? See, the point I want to point out is being kind. Being kind. Show respect, show dignity. Be kind. There's no need to be disrespectful. There's no need for that. I tell young people that. I tell them in my church. I tell them when I preach, when I go visit in Peru and South, in America, the same way. Be kind. You're not hurting yourself being kind. Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. Open the door. You go ahead first. Do that. It's nice. It's good. Be kind. Like you tell them to say good morning. Why? I mean, they say I don't know that person. Or if you see some people on the floor, this is famous in Peru. See a paper on the floor, and I see somebody walking by, and they walk by and say, excuse me, can you please put the paper? I didn't put it there. I knew you didn't put it there. Is it going to break your hand to pick up and put in the trash can? I was there. I'm not blind. I just want to go slap them beside the head. That's what I want. Come on, be kind. Good night. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2. We know what the Bible says here. Ephesians 6, 2. The Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 2, honor thy father and thy mother, which is the first commandment with purpose. See, and the thing about it, I want to point out this verse, because we understand the word honor thy father and mother. But the word honor is the same thing, being kind, showing respect, showing dignity, giving first place, giving that courtesy to them that's needed. So if the Bible points out doing that for honor our mom and dad, it's a system that God wants us to develop in a general form. Are you with me? Getting that honor and that system where it belongs. One of the things that I like when I go to travel to the airport is they start calling the people first in the prior class, priority class and all that stuff. And then they call for the military. In the military we have, they are free to come through right now. But they're showing that honor, respect for our military people. Amen? I like that. I like that. I never served in the military. I wanted to. My heart desire after graduation was to be in the Air Force mechanic. And I don't know if AB remember, but I think I back years ago when I talked to AB, I know he's Navy. He was Navy, but I talked to him about books that I want to get. I want that for aircraft mechanic, and I think he or somebody gave me a bunch of books, because that was my desire. But God called me into His military. So I had to go his military, you see? But the thing about it, I wanted to serve my country. I wanted to give all that wonderful thing that to be a part of a military branch. But God, but still, although I am not serving the US military, I have great respect for these people who serve. Amen? I have great respect, dignity. I like that. I see this on the wall, boy, my heart just pumps with joy and excitement. Respect, honor, dignity. Hey, yeah, I like that. I like that. I like that. James chapter 4, verse 17 in closing. James chapter 4, verse 17, and I close with this. James chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible says in James 4, verse 17. James 4, verse 17. This is the icing on the cake right here. James chapter 4, verse 17. The Bible says in James 4, 17. Therefore to him that knoweth to do good and do it not, it's sin. To him, it's sin. Now, how are you going to get around that? Don't even try that. It's clear. If we know to be respectful and we don't do it, that's a sin. If we know to be kind and we don't do it, that's a sin. If we know to be respectful to our elders, elderly people, and we don't do it, that's a sin. If we know we don't respect our parents, that's a sin. If we know we don't honor our parents, that's a sin. If we don't practice God's word, that is a sin. Amen? It's clear. It's clear. See, don't encourage me to be disrespectful. I don't want to go that route. I'm not going that route because I don't want to sin. I want to do good. It was Bob Jones Sr. who said, do right, even if the stars fall. Do right. Do right. So if I see a lady coming through and I want to open a door for her, I'm going to do it. Hey, no, don't say that I want to do it. No. Thank you for your kindness, but give me this wonderful opportunity I was taught and trained. You go right ahead, ma'am. You have a good day. Amen. I'm going to do it. I'm going to do it because it's right to do. It's correct to do. In closing, just help me encourage those. Maybe you know someone who's flawed, who's kind of doing wrong in this area. Encourage them. Let them know. If it's your children, teach them. Start now. Say, like, I'm going to tell them, give me that smartphone. Turn the internet, turn the TV. Sit down and let me talk to you. There's some things that are going to be changing around here. Amen? Let them know it. Well, I'm mad at you. You get mad, tell them to get mad at me. I'll take it. I take the rap. Because it's correct to do. You know, if every one of us practice, this world could be a better place. But it has to start from the home first. It has to start from the home. The home. Be respectful. Be courteous. Be kind. It's not impossible. All things are possible with God. Heads are bowed and eyes are closed. We stand to our feet as Pastor McBride makes his way forward. Dear Jesus, thank you, Father. Spirit of God, I pray that your name be honored and glorified, God. As I say often, God, it's never my intention, dear God, to offend anybody, to hurt anyone, Father, but you know this was under my skin for a while, Lord Jesus, and I just don't want this to continue on, Father. We have to be respectful. I don't want to be encouraged to be disrespectful. I want to be encouraged always to be respectful because, Lord Jesus, is right. Maybe someone here has been struggling in this area, dear God. Maybe they have lacked in this area of encouraging their children, their grandchildren, someone they know is close to them to not practice these types of ways that we've been taught, Lord Jesus, especially here in the South. Yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, ma'am, no, sir. It's all in part of the process, God, opening the door for ladies coming through and whatnot, Father. It's all important, dear Jesus, and I pray, God, in heaven that we learn these things because, like the Bible says, especially here in the household of faith, God, these things should be practiced first, and then we go out into society, the real world. Yeah, we may see some things, some people that won't act proper and they won't do the right thing. No matter what you say, they're not going to listen. But Father, we should not be part of that group. And Father, maybe someone's here this morning and don't understand all this, Lord, about the household of faith and what that means, because they never come to a true saving of knowledge of Jesus Christ. And Father, I pray for those who don't know Christ as Savior. Obviously, in order to have a change of attitude and the idea of being respectful and all this, it comes from training, God. And one of the important things for learning is get our hearts right with you, to confess our sins and get right and turn from wicked ways. And then once we become a Christian, Lord, to put these things into practice. Maybe someone's going through that right now. I don't know, dear Jesus. Spirit of God, I pray for your will and the will to be done. Lord, as heads are bowed and eyes are closed, as Pastor McBride takes over this invitation time. In your name I pray, amen.